Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received the reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they can be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received the reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is the Gospel of our Lord. The fact that the ending of Christmas with the presentation, where we celebrate 40 days since the day of Christmas, runs almost straight into Lent this year, has left us in a situation where on Sunday last we heard the Gospel of the Beatitudes. The Gospel of the Beatitudes doesn't seem to me to be very much just a list of comments that Jesus made. They're more like promises. And the promises in the Beatitudes are the promises of today's Gospel as well. There was a time, I suppose, as well, when people didn't have that much food at this time of the year. Refrigeration was not widely available. Food stocks were generally low. And so the community, for a greater good, decided, well, let's just cut back on what we're doing. Let's not eat as much as we'd normally eat. Let's try to work together to make sure that we see it to the first harvests. And fasting then became something religious because something good was coming from it. And fasting is still very much needed, even in a world where we've plenty of fridges and we've plenty of trucks coming in. You can have anything out of season without too much difficulty. Fruit is air freighted from one end of the earth to the other, just so people can have things without any recognition of the season. And famine isn't the likelihood for most people in the English-speaking world, although there are some communities that would find this time of the year very difficult still. If we look, though, to what's really replenished, to what's really kind of missing from our world today, we'll often find that it's not the food that's missing. We'll often find that our time for each other is going down. And other stores are decreasing as well. The amount of time that we have to come away from our workplaces and our busy schedules to spend time with people who are important to us, or to reach out to neighbours that we so seldom know nowadays. Sometimes we can live in a way that we just continually drain these stores by just ignoring them. And yet, the way to fill them isn't by hard work and toil, but by simply paying attention to them. Throughout schools and in churches, people are often encouraged now during Lent not to give something up, but to take something on, to take on a good act. And a thing that we could actually go back to is giving up. Let's give up wasting time, because too many of us waste far too much of our time doing things that are not necessary. And in doing so, all we're doing is serving to destroy ourselves. When we give up sweets or when we give up cigarettes, it's often our health we're worried about. We want to look more beautiful. We want to be more socially acceptable. But it's not for a communal reason that we do it. But if we reach out to people who are lonely, people who are depressed, people who are struggling in any kind of way during the season of Lent, well then, we're doing something that is really good for the community at a time when stores are getting emptier. And these stores that we can fill are often stores that people want to see filled. When you think of what people want in life, they don't really want money, they don't really want fame. They think that fame and money might just bring them happiness and love. And the Beatles even told us back as far as the 60s, before we even had as much as we have these days, that that was not just going to be possible, that certain things cannot be bought, And these are the things that most of us crave: friendship, company, society. And these are the things that we could replenish during Lent. Christianity has long been downtrodden by the market. The market has often hid behind us to put terrible kind of conditions on other people. But in the end, this is one where we're still free to stand on our own two feet. We're very free to take the Beatitudes as promises, where we're free to take today's gospel as a series of promises. But by doing the little things that make the world a better place, that we too will be known as the children of God, that we will inherit the earth and all of the promises that Christ made, not as arrogant declarations that people who mourn will one day be happy, but a promise that those who believe will one day find rest. God bless.